He has a purpose and a plan. He says in Jeremiah chapter 1, he says, I already know the, he says, before you was formed in your mother's womb, he says, I knew you. And he says, before you were born, he said, I already had ordained you. I had already appointed you. I already had a purpose. I already had a plan. And I already had exactly what it is you would come into the earth to do. And he says, but the only thing that I need you to do in order for you to step into everything I've desired for you, he says, you have to make a choice. You have to make a decision that you're going to do it my way. God, that's the only thing that God requires, that mankind, I've already got everything established for you. I already have all these things, you know, already set up for you. But the only way that you're going to walk in the fullness of it is you have to make a decision that you're going to do it God's way. So now think about this. This mankind, he's been put in the garden. And this garden has trees for food. He has provisions so he can where to live. He already knows what he has to do as far as, you know, to be able to eat. God has already made these things available to the man. He says when God put the man in the garden and he gave him instructions. He also told him, I want you to tend the garden, cultivate it. He says, and keep it, means to guard it against anything that will try to come against what it is God had already purposed for that man to do in the earth. Are you seeing this? God had already set up everything that was necessary. When did he do it? Before he ever created man. God already had a plan and a purpose and giftings and abilities and provisions and everything necessary for him to carry out the plan and purpose he had for his life.